Experts say the next 24 hours are critical as New South Wales fights to contain a COVID-19 outbreak in Sydney's eastern suburbs. The concern follows a second positive case overnight. He's a household contact of a newly locally acquired case of coronavirus. There's now a growing list of potential exposure sites they both visited. Health officials have launched a frantic contact tracing mission, desperate to pinpoint the source of this case of community transmission. For more, I'm joined now by David Sparks. David, what do we know about this cluster so far?
Well, it is just two locally acquired cases so far, but authorities do fear that it could spread fast because, as you say, there is that long list of some of them quite busy venues being added to the list of possible exposure sites, Sabra. We know that the second man to test positive is in fact a household contact of the first. They live together. The first man was in his 60s. What he's got some people concerned and perhaps is sparking some curiosity is that he drives international flight crews around. Now, it's not yet known how or where he contracted the virus. Health authorities have launched a real testing blitz and they're focusing on Sydney's eastern suburbs. The potential exposure sites so far include a busy shopping centre in Bondi Junction, a cinema, as well as venues in Vaucluse, North Ryde, Redfern. We've been told that he's been to quite a lot of different cafes. He's been to a supermarket, a bank, so he's really gotten around. Genomic testing is underway to figure out a little bit more about this particular strain of the virus.
Just how concerned are experts by this?
Well, they're taking it very seriously. As I've said, authorities are imploring people to come forward for testing. I spoke a short time ago with Bill Botel. He's an adjunct professor at the University of New South Wales. Previously, he was, in fact, the architect of Australia's very successful response to the HIV/AIDS situation. He says health authorities are clearly right to be trying to move so fast.
We always have to be worried about cases that emerge in this way. We've seen again and again how quickly two cases can become 20, can become 200, as occurred in the Northern Beaches episode in Sydney before Christmas. So the authorities are very right to ask everybody who's been in an exposure site in Bondi Junction or Vaucluse to isolate if they've been in the particular sites and then to go and get tested. That is imperative. We cannot allow this virus to increase in numbers over the coming days.
And David, what do we know about how this first man might have actually contracted the virus?
Well, as I've said, we know that he drives international airport crews around. Now, something I was also discussing with Bill Botel just a little earlier is that it hasn't been confirmed yet whether he drives international flight crews to and from hotel quarantine, although that is obviously a real possibility because flight crews often go into forms of quarantine. So although we don't know exactly how or where he's picked up the virus, there is this question of whether it's linked one way or another to the hotel quarantine process, i.e. the transport that goes that takes people there. As I said, genomic testing is underway to figure out which particular strain of the virus this is. There's nothing to suggest, for example, that it's the Delta virus, which is popping up so much in Melbourne and other places. But at this stage, it really is a case of investigations by authorities trying to track down the source, figure out exactly what happened and get to the bottom of it.
David Sparks, thanks for that.